Our theme today is those who stay with the wounded, the ones who don't rush past pain but choose to remain beside it. The text for the meditation today is from Luke 10:25-37, and I read verse 36 and 37. Jesus answered, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hand of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Let's pray. God of compassion, as we hear your word, make us attentive to those who are hurting. Shape our hearts to be like the ones who stop, who notice, who stay with the wounded. Give us courage to love as the Good Samaritan did, and grace to do likewise in our own lives. Amen. There is a particular kind of courage in the world. Not the loud kind, not the heroic movie kind, but the kind that rushes in, not the kind that rushes in for applause, but the quiet courage of those who stay. The ones who stay with the wounded. The ones who kneel beside someone in pain and refuse to leave. The ones who hold pressure on a wound or hold a trembling hand or hold a moment of silence when there are no words to give. The ones who stand in the gap between chaos and calm, between fear and reassurance, between injury and healing. Today we honour first responders, paramedics, firefighters, police, SES volunteers, nurses, doctors, chaplains, and all who serve in frontline roles. But we also honour their families who carry the weight of interrupted dinners, late night call-outs, long shifts, and the emotional residue that comes home after the uniform is hung up. First responders are the first to respond, but they are also often the last ones to leave. And that is a deeply Christ-shaped calling. Before we talk about our response, we must talk about God's. The story of the Bible is the story of a God who hears the cry of the wounded and moves toward them. A God who does not remain distant, a God who does not wait for us to get our lives together and everything ordered, a God who responds first, who takes the initiative, who comes to us in our need. When the Israelites groaned under the weight of slavery in Egypt, God said, "I have heard their cry and I have come down to rescue them." When Hagar fled into the wilderness, wounded and alone, God found her. And then after the event, she named him El Roy, the God who sees me. When the world was broken and longing for hope, God came in Jesus. God with us, God for us, God beside us. Jesus is the ultimate first responder. He moves towards the hurting. He steps into places that others avoid. He touches the untouchable. He sees the invisible. He stays with the wounded. In our worship each week, we rehearse this holy rhythm. God calls and we respond. God welcomes us and we respond with praise. God forgives us and we respond with joy. God speaks to us and we respond with faith and prayer. God feeds us and we respond with thanksgiving. God blesses us and we respond by going out to love and serve our neighbour. This rhythm is not just liturgy, it is life. It is the heartbeat of discipleship. It is the heartbeat of every Christian, of every first responder. There is a phrase used in chaplaincy and pastoral care, and the phrase is the ministry of presence. It means sometimes the most powerful thing you can offer is simply to be there. Not to fix everything, not to have the perfect words to say, not to carry the whole weight of the moment on your own shoulders, but simply to stay. To be present, to be steady, to be human in a moment when someone else feels like their world is falling apart. First responders live this moment every day and this ministry. They are the ones who sit on the floor with a frightened child until help arrives and the shaking stops. They are the ones who speak gently to someone trapped in a car promising, "We're here, we're not going anywhere." They are the ones who knock on doors with news no family ever wants to hear and then stay long enough to make sure that no one is alone. They are the ones who walk into the unknown so others can walk out safely. This is holy work. It's not always recognised as such, but it is. Because staying with the wounded is the work of Christ. We see this in the story of the Good Samaritan. Jesus told the story about a man who was beaten, robbed, and left on the side of the road. Many passed by, many saw the need but kept on moving, but one stopped, one knelt down, one stayed. The Good Samaritan didn't ask whether the man deserved help. He did not calculate the risk to his reputation. He did not check whether anyone else might be coming along, and it was his duty. He saw the wounded man and he responded. He bandaged his wounds, lifted the man onto his own donkey. He took him to a place of safety. He paid for his care. He promised to return. He stayed with the wounded. Jesus tells this story not simply to inspire kindness, but to reveal the very heart of God. God is the one who stops for us. God is the one who binds our wounds. God is the one who carries us when we cannot walk. God is the one who refuses to leave us where we have fallen. And when first responders kneel beside the injured, or comfort the frightened, or protect the vulnerable, they reflect this parable in real time. They become living reminders of the God who stays. Let's be honest, staying with the wounded is hard work. It's easier to show up for a moment than to stay for the long haul. It's easier to drop everything in a burst of adrenaline than to remain in the slow, patient work of mercy. But Jesus calls us today to stay, to be faithful, to embody gentle courage, holy presence, and divine mercy. Think of the Good Samaritan. He didn't just stop to check on the wounded man. He stayed. He bandaged the wounds. He took him to an inn. He paid for his care. He remained involved until healing was possible. And staying with the wounded comes with a cost. First responders, like Lloyd, carry stories that others never hear. They carry images that others never see. They carry the emotional residue of moments that most people never experience. They carry the weight of being strong when everyone around them is breaking. The weight of being calm when everyone is panicking. The weight of being steady when the whole world is shaking. And they carry the weight of going home afterwards, to family, to children, to everyday life and to shift gears from crisis into normality. That is why we pray for them. That's why we honour them. That's why we surround them with community, because no one should carry this calling alone. That is why Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened with heavy loads, and I will give you rest." Rest is not weakness. Rest is not failure. Rest is not stepping away from the calling. Rest is the gift that God gives to those who give so much of themselves. As we honour first responders, we also need to honour their families, the ones left behind, because they too stay with the wounded, not on the roadside or in the ambulance or on the fire ground, but in the home. They stay awake when the call comes in. They stay patient when the shift runs long. They stay gentle when their loved one comes home quiet or tired or carrying something heavy. They stay flexible when plans change, when holidays are interrupted, when life is unpredictable. They stay, and their staying is a ministry of love, just as real, just as holy, and just as necessary. If first responders are the ones who stay with the wounded in moments of crisis, then the church is called to be the community that stays with them. We are called to be a place of prayer, a place of rest, a place of understanding, a place of compassion, a place where burdens can be shared and not carried alone. We are called to be a community that listens without judgment, that prays without ceasing, that supports without condition, that loves without limits. We are called to be the hands and feet of Christ, not only for the world, but for those who serve others. There is a beautiful phrase used by the theologian Henry Nouwen. Jesus is the wounded healer. He is the one who enters our pain, not from a distance, but from within. He is the one who knows what it is to be exhausted, to be misunderstood, to be stretched thin and poured out. He is the one who carries the scars, scars that speak not of defeat, but of love. And because Jesus is the wounded healer, he meets first responders in their own wounds. He meets them in their fatigue. He meets them in their questions. He meets them in their moments of quiet grief. He meets them in their longing for peace. And he meets them not with judgment, but with compassion. Not with demands, but rest. Not with pressure, but with his presence. Jesus is the one who stays with the wounded. And that includes the wounded who stay with others. So what does that mean for us today here at Pilgrim Lutheran Church McGill? It means that we give thanks. It means that we pray. It means that we support those who carry on this role in their daily lives. It means we honour them. We learn from the example of those who stay with the wounded. And it means that we ask ourselves some questions. Where is God calling us to stay? Who in our lives needs someone to sit beside them? Who needs someone to listen? Who needs someone to show up? Who needs someone to pray? Who needs someone to remind them that they are not alone? We may not all be first responders, but we are all called to respond. To respond to God's grace, to respond to God's love, to respond to the needs of our neighbour and those that God places in our path each day, to respond to wounded places in our world with compassion, courage and presence. So today, to every first responder and every family member who supports them, hear this blessing. May the God who responds first strengthen you when you are weary, steady you when you are uncertain, and surround you when you are alone. May the God who stays with the wounded stay with you in every moment of your calling. May the God who heals bring peace to your mind, rest to your body, and hope to your spirit. And may you know deeply, truly, and unshakably that your work reflects the heart of Christ, the one who kneels beside the hurting, the one who carries the broken, the one who stays with the wounded, the one who stays with you. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.